And all of us were, I look out here and I see faces from people I sang with, people I went to school with, people in the Williamstown Christian School chorus that I was very fortunate to work with. And so many of the things that happened to us, we probably don't realize the influence. I still stand at puppet shows and love it. Love doing puppet shows. I still enjoy singing. I look at things that have affected us, and you know, we take so much of this school with us in our everyday lives. But Brother Henderson has, you've always been such a special part of the life of our family. I mentioned I had two brothers that went here. I also had a brother-in-law that went here, a cousin that went here, and a couple of teenagers from the church where we worked that came here. And so our life is thickly involved with this school. But I was actually going to Ohio Valley College for a year when this school started. And my brother was coming here and was trying to encourage me to consider coming. So I came here, took a couple of classes, and really enjoyed them and decided to come here. Didn't know anybody really, didn't know where I was going to stay. And Brother Henderson just said, well, you know, your brother's staying down in our basement, and you can stay down there with him. And I was so grateful. And it was a blessing to me. He probably doesn't remember this, but I don't remember which daughter, but one of his daughters I taught baseball. They had no clue as to what was going on, and we would sit and watch baseball games, and I would tell her what was happening. But the one thing that impressed me about Brother Henderson was he didn't just come to school and teach us about being a Christian. I mean, he lived it every day. And you see it in his wife, in his children, and he didn't get to the part where he adopted a couple of boys. And I don't know what things influenced me later, but I don't know that I was ever around anybody that had adopted children before. But Luann and I, besides our two children, we have adopted seven children. And I know that Mary and Alice's example for us was, I'm sure, something that really influenced us in that department. And he helped a lot of us raise funds to be able to live on, to come to school here, and so many things that he did. And he didn't just teach Greek. He did teach Greek. I was a student of one in his Greek class. That was very unusual. But he taught a lot of Bible classes, and his Bible classes, he put his heart into them. He taught me to love the Bible and to love digging deep, not just looking at what you see on the surface, but I mean to dig in there and really see what God is saying and how it applies to our lives and what it means. And he's a great Bible scholar, but his love for the Word of God is impressed upon anybody that was in his classes. And we love you. And the effect that you have had on our lives just cannot be measured. And what you mean to each one of us. And they asked me if I could present this to you. Whoever came up with these words did a really good job of expressing it. With recognition and appreciation to Dr. Marian Henderson, gentle, humble teacher and administrator, gifted and faithful servant of Christ, who with his dear wife Alice were valuable beyond measure in establishing of Williamstown Bible College. Serving as academic dean, Dr. Henderson, just after 1 year, gained approval of the colleges and universities of the North Central Accrediting Association to fully accept WDC credits. Students from 37 states have been blessed by his tireless work, presented at the WBC 40th Anniversary Reunion, June 21st, 2014. And I can safely say none of us would be here today if it was not for Brother Henderson.